News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A medical transport plane slammed into a northeast Philadelphia neighborhood last night. It all happened shortly after takeoff from northeast Philadelphia Airport. The flight was supposed to be en route to Springfield Branson National Airport in Missouri when it went down, tragically killing everybody on board. Six lives lost there. It also caused a big fireball on the ground, but thankfully nobody was killed there. Philadelphia Dispatch via Broadcastify announced reports of plane debris inside a vehicle on the ground.
I'm taking a call for 3216 Princeton Avenue in the 15th for a piece of a plane inside of a dark blue Hyundai.
And the crash is under investigation. Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Board says it will be about a month before it releases its initial report on the investigation into the mid-air collision at Reagan National Airport this week. Daryl Feller is a retired U.S. Army National Guard pilot. He says that night vision in the Metro D.C. airspace can be very difficult with so many flights coming and going.
I-295 is right over there. You know, so moving lights, they get mixed up with ground lights, with cars. You just can't see them, even with goggles on. Goggles actually make it worse down there. It's so bright. So a lot of times we would flip our goggles up going through that area.
And, of course, the investigation is underway. President Trump's approval rating is on the rise.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40%, with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. A warning coming from an evangelical leader.
Thanks to the advent of the internet and the smartphone, pornography is everywhere these days and easily accessible by children. That's the message from Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention, who is cheered by government efforts to address the problem, but warns parents that they must be the first and last line of defense, adding, quote, "You have a responsibility to cut off access and to prevent harm to your children. It's time for some very candid conversations." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harvard University will adopt the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It's all part of a settlement the school worked out with Jewish students who say they were abused on campus. The IHRA definition is favored by many Jewish community leaders and politicians because its broad language can be applied to most anti-Israel rhetoric as well. This is SRN News. Federal officials have approved a new type of pain pill designed to eliminate the risks of addiction and overdose associated with opioid medications like Vicodin and OxyContin. Dr. Charles Sargoff is a pain management expert at Albany Medical Center.
Not only is it a non-opioid medication for acute pain, which is the first that's been approved in decades, but it also allows people a new option. And each of us are different. And we need as many options as possible to manage acute pain for our patients.
And he says a list of the side effects from the new drug are not only different,
but don't involve the risk of substance abuse and other key side effects associated with opioids that really make it very exciting that we have this new option.
Researchers say it's the first new pharmaceutical approach to treating pain in 20 years. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.